I have the new mayor, Lou Connor, in with me, right in the station here this morning, bright and early. Thank you, Lou, for being here.
Well, thank you, Katya, for having me.
Yes. Well, I wanted to have you right when you were elected, of course, but we had a busy schedule, and I'm guessing you are now the everyone wants to talk to Lou, right?
I do get messages from a variety of different media right now, between Facebook, Messenger, email, old personal email, and now I do have a Mayor Connor email, so that's I'm trying to focus.
Okay, good.
Focus everything to that now.
Yes. So first, let's just take a little backtrack, since many listeners probably haven't met you and don't necessarily know you well. Just a very brief backstory: how long you've been in Two Harbors, and what inspired you to run for mayor?
Sure. Well, we've only been in Two Harbors, my wife and I, for about 2.5 years, but she's a Hibbing native, and we both lived in northern Minnesota since about 2009. We had a little hiatus to Denver for a few years, but
okay.
But so yeah, we've been here for 2.5 years, and really what inspired me to run, I've spent a lifetime in higher ed and focused on the career. When I got here, my ability to do other things to provide service to the community opened up.
Mm.
And so that was really it. Then I was involved with Rotary as president of Rotary, and a few community members approached me and encouraged me to run, knowing that I had a few kind of longtime residents that wanted that. I decided it was time to give it a try.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm sure it's been quite a process. It's been months and months of, I mean, not exactly actively campaigning, but just sort of getting to know people and just kind of imagining this thing. And I guess that's been probably really interesting for you.
It has. It's the first time that I've ever run for a political office.
Yeah.
I had the benefit of having my stepdaughter, who actually lives in Perth, Australia right now, has been a political consultant over the years.
Okay.
And she still is in that area in Australia. So she was really excited about it. So she could provide me some pointers, some tips. The biggest thing was nobody really knew who I was. So I had to be...
People had to learn who you are.
Yeah, I had to reach out as often and in many ways as I could to get people to know me.
Yes. And now you've said this in several debates that we've had, but I think it bears repeating. You have a background not in politics, but you have a very interesting background that you have spoken eloquently as something that could help you in this job. Do you want to just share what you've done?
Sure. In higher ed, I worked with colleges and universities around the world that and it would bring them together to try to collaborate on specific issues around different types of software. So one of the examples I think I gave in the forum was that I could be in a room with examples in South America. I was in a room once with 6 or 7 different universities from Peru, Colombia, and Brazil, and different cultures, different languages. But we were able to facilitate the session with them to come to an agreement and have them all collaborate together on one particular issue. So that it's being able to facilitate and listen to people that I think has helped, and it should resonate well with this position.
Hmm. Sounds good. And, you know, one other thing you pointed out is that you have the time. And I sometimes think, you know, just all this stuff takes time and work. You know, it takes time and effort and initiative to advance a lot of the issues that it seems like are on the table right now. And so I know you're also really advocating for a full-time city planner. Are those things connected in your mind? Like what's really needed right now?
Well, yeah, I certainly think if you look at, well, first of all, let me say this, that I have a full appreciation and respect for the current council. The fact that these people are willing to provide service, having full-time jobs.
Yes.
And then coming in the evenings and multiple times to take care of city business.
Right.
There's a tremendous amount of respect. But we're at a point, I think, in the city where we have opportunity here. And having a couple of people focus full-time. We do have a city administrator who's going to do a great job with that. But the city planner, when you look at the housing crunch that we have currently, you look at some of the road improvements that need to be done, and you look at the waterfront, all of those things need more than somebody that we contract with for a few hours a week that we can go ask questions to.
Right.
We need somebody to focus on those things right now. And having a planner in that role, I think, is key. And then from my standpoint, I do have time at the point in my career where I can spend campaign kind of on being a full-time mayor. So I will be in the office down there. I'll be working remotely some, but also within the community for the 40 hours a week, as opposed to just when my schedule allows it. At this point, it's being mayor first, and then the other part-time things would come later.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's fun to hear your ideas with that. You kind of have just shared priorities. Are there other priorities that you want to bring up that aren't just the waterfront? I know that's a big one.
Well, the waterfront clearly is a big one, but really the biggest one is housing. This isn't just here. It's a problem in every small community, I think, across the country. But it's clear that it's a huge problem here because we have a tremendous amount of demand, but we have no supply of houses, whether it's rentals or long-term rentals or just houses to purchase. The ones that do go seem to be going to a younger community, so that's great, getting mm-hmm. some of the new younger folks into the community it's fresh ideas, fresh perspective. I think that's good. But I think that waterfront, I think, is key. That's going to be a longer term. It's going to take some time. But I've already reached out and had some developers reach out to me from a housing standpoint to start working on what are the options there, whether it's restoring dilapidated houses or finding those parcels of land that we can have developers build on.
Yeah, I mean, housing comes up over and over again, so I'm not surprised that's sort of at the top of your list. I have to ask, I've actually never been to, I don't think I have been to a mayoral swearing in, and you are in fact the mayor right now. When were you sworn in, and what was that like?
They did it Monday night, and yeah, it was interesting. I've never been sworn in for any political office. So yeah, I mean, but I, you know, I've watched it done many, many times for other people. Pretty straightforward, sitting in with the council now and starting to go through the process. We'll take a little bit of time to each group that you're with that uses Robert's Rules of Order, do it in a little bit different fashion.
Right.
So I've got a little bit of a learning curve there, but it won't take long.
Yeah. So true. All right. Well, Lou, I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't at least mention, you know, 2 Harbors has been through a lot in the last few years. In some ways, it's a kind of a bruised community, I would say. We've had all the difficulties of the pandemic and a lot of demographic difficulties, you know, lowering school enrollment and, you know, just all kinds of stuff on top of some real rancor around the former mayoral stuff and then city council stuff. So I know it has been said, you know, why would somebody want to enter the fray like this? And I don't want to downplay what I think are the strengths. I mean, I love 2 Harbors. I would love to live here. I would never live anywhere else. And a lot of that is loyalty to the people here and just really appreciation of the strengths we have. So it's sort of like if we live here, we know we're just not the sum total of some notorious newspaper articles. However, you know, it's not exactly a smooth history in the past. So I don't know. I don't even know what I'm asking you quite, but I think, you know, having the skill to navigate and build relationships almost seems like the most important thing right now. Do you have anything to say about that?
Sure. Well, first of all, part of what helps me is I grew up in a small town. I grew up in a town which, interestingly enough, was Burlington, West Burlington, Iowa, town of about 3,500 and on a body of water, Mississippi River. Not this body of water. But
not completely dissimilar.
No, yeah. So I get the feel for and the love of that. And when my wife and I moved here 2.5 years ago, we fell in love right away. The loyalty that we have in such a short period of time was phenomenal. So we do love it. But what you mentioned is, yeah, there's been turmoil. The biggest thing that I can bring to this is basically I'm a trained listener. My graduate degree in college, while I turned it into higher education administration, it was a counseling degree. Mm-hmm. So the ability to talk to people, let them talk, to listen, to try and help heal is important part of what I intend to do. It's there. That needs to go on. We need to push forward. strongly push forward. But when there's a need for someone to talk to, I feel like I'm one of those people that can listen.
Yes. So, and as a follow-up from that, how does one get a hold of you?
Right now, the best way, if you do look at the website, best way from it would be an email standpoint, just mayorconner@twoharborsminnesota.gov. And Connor is spelled C-O-N-N-E-R as opposed to O-R, which is a typical easy mistake. But that's the best way right now to talk to me. There is a phone number that's out there for the mayor, but quite honestly, I'm new. I don't know. I don't have it memorized yet. But,
okay.
But it will be on the website, so the city's website.
Okay. All right. And then do you have any plan for any visiting hours or anything like that?
I plan to be.
I know you just got sworn in like 2 days ago.
Well, I plan to be in the office at least 20 hours a week in within City Hall. I plan to be working 40 hours. So some of it will be remotely. Some of it will be meetings and talking to people throughout the community. But I haven't set the hours yet. Most likely it's going to be an 8 to noon type of thing. But once I get there and kind of get a schedule established, then I'll be able to post that.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Lou, for coming in. Is there anything I have forgotten to ask that you'd like to share?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity to, and I hope to get to meet a few of these folks that are listeners in person sometime. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm speaking with Lou Connor, the new mayor of Two Harbors.